prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise. Prophet says, abide by truth, will not enter paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there are many blessings of reciting through the Paak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, decorate your gatherings with Durood e Paak upon me. Indeed, this recitation of Salatul Nabi upon me will be light, nur for you on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi went to attend a big banquet, a feast. And the people were talking amongst themselves. And they started to talk about a person who had not yet arrived. And upon this, one of them said, that fat, lazy person, Allahu Akbar. Upon hearing this, the great Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, he rebuked himself. He condemned himself. He said, your stomach has made you come to this feast where a Muslim is being backbited. Allahu Akbar. He said, why are you participating in this? He took himself to task over attending a gathering, a feast, where another Muslim was being backbitten. After saying this, he left without eating. And he was so upset with himself that in some narrations it says he didn't eat for 3 days, and in others he says he didn't eat for 7 days after that. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, backbiting is such a grave and heinous crime that our pious predecessors were totally disgusted by it. The great Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, after hearing just this one sentence, rebukes himself and doesn't eat for 7 days, Allahu Akbar. And yet today, in our banquets, in our feasts, in our weddings, in our social gatherings, all we do is talk about others and we belittle others. We don't realize that cursing and backbiting the slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal is something which is disliked by the Creator. Our pious predecessors would guard themselves against this grave and serious and dangerous sin. They would renounce gatherings to protect their ears from hearing profanity and backbiting. They would stay away from people they knew would backbite to protect themselves from the punishment of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Today, things like, oh, he's lazy, oh, he's bad, he's good for nothing, he's a slacker, he's fat, he's this, he's that, it has become part of our speech. And we don't even realize when we're cursing others. We're carrying this heavy burden of sins. Our hearts have become dark to such an extent that backbiting now seems common. We tend to look forward to it. The shaitan has gripped us so hard that with every passing moment that we get closer to our death, we should be increasing our good deeds and we should be cleansing our hearts and improving our book of deeds. But unfortunately, because of this habit of backbiting, we are not only burning our deeds, but we are setting up difficulties for ourselves and calamities in this world, in our grave and in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Imam Ahl Sunnat, the reviver of the Ummat, the reviver of Sunnat, the destroyer of Bidat, the scholar of sacred law, the guide of spirituality, the fountain of blessings, Alama Maulana, Al-Hajj, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Shah, Ahmad Raza Khan, Al-Rahmatul Rahman, in the great work of Fatawa-i Rizwa Sharif, volume 24, page 347, states, a person who is able to help an oppressed person, but does not do so, will face a disgraceful punishment. It is relayed in a hadith mubarakah that the noble Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when someone backbites against a Muslim brother in front of another Muslim, and the other has the ability to resist him but does not do so, then Allah azza wa jal will hold him accountable in this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. And moreover, on page 426 of the same volume, the great Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that the merciful Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, when a Muslim is being insulted in front of another Muslim, and that person has the power to help him but does not do so, then on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jal will disgrace him in front of the people. Allahu Akbar. After quoting the above hadith mubarakah, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if remaining silent upon backbiting and listening to it quietly against another Muslim results in disgrace and punishment on the day of judgment. So you haven't done the act of backbiting, you have listened to it and remained silent. Look at the degradation and the punishment and the embarrassment and the humiliation you will suffer on the day of judgment. And then Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, how pitiful is that person then who is going to have the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he was the one who was doing the backbiting. He was the one who was insulting the other Muslims. He was the one who was laying false accusations. He was the one who was creating ill perceptions of people. He was the one who was tearing the very fabric of Islamic society. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, it's time to think. That little bit of pleasure when we're in these social gatherings, we want to be the one who's talking, maybe the one who is entertaining everybody. But you are doing it at a grave risk. Your deeds, if you are backbiting people, are being wasted. All your good deeds are being wasted. And not only that, you are setting yourself up for disgrace and punishment in this world and in the dark and lonely grave, and embarrassment and shame and humiliation on the day of judgment. From these teachings of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, we should learn great lessons. Today, unfortunately, we don't. And forget the normal person that we see. Forget our friends. We call them our friends, but behind their back, we backbank them. Forgetting those, the scholars write, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatumul Aliya reminds us that even more heinous and more grave and more dangerous than backbiting the normal person is committing backbiting against the scholars of deen, against the imams, against the leaders. These are the designated representatives in the Islamic society. And yet, what we do is we look for opportunities, na'uzubillah, to backbite the imam. We look for opportunities to say bad things. If we hear something without checking, we will spread the rumours. Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatumul Aliya writes that this is the worst of these backbiters. Why? Because what they create is enmity towards these great beacons of light in our society. If one person, say for example, has done something wrong, what gives you the right to broadcast that? And these scholars of deen are the jewel to the crown on our heads. These scholars deserve the utmost respect. And yet, what do? In front of our children, in our homes, we slander and backbite these people, these great beacons of light in our society. When we need them, when a child is born, we ask for the Imam Sahib. When there's a khatam or dua, we ask for the Imam Sahib. Whenever we have nikah or any ceremony, we ask for the Imam Sahib. Whenever it's janaza salah, we ask for the Imam Sahib. But behind closed doors, in front of our children, in front of our family members, we backbite the same Imam. And what does that do? It reduces the respect and honor that our children have for these great beacons of light in our society. These guides and Islamic guides that Allah Azza wa Jalla has gifted us with, who were to help us to live our life in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and were to help our children. And what have we indirectly done? Our children do not like them anymore. Why? Because in our homes, we are talking bad about the Imams. How beautiful would it be if in our homes, we gave our children a very good impression of the Imams. We bigged them up. We told our children how great these people were, how we should respect them, how we should learn from them, how we should make sure that we give them the utmost respect and dignity, and how we should be hold them in great pride, and how we should help them in every way we can. Why? Because our life evolves around them. Beta, when you were born, it was the Imam Sahib who gave dua. Beta, when we did your haqiqah, it was the Imam Sahib who delivered the dars and bayan and prayed for you. Beta, when you went to madrasa, it was the Imam Sahib who taught you Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Beta, everything you know today is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that gift came through this great teacher of Islam. And once you give your child that sort of upbringing, he will look at the Imam with beautiful, beautiful vision, and he will think that this is my beacon of light that I've got to follow. And when he hears the Jummah khutbah, the Friday sermon, he will transgress into his heart and it will change his life. Why? Because the person who is speaking is somebody he holds in high esteem. Why? Because in your home you have raised the ranks of the Imam, and you've taught your children and you've taught your family to respect this individual. Today, afsos ke saath, unfortunately, we do the opposite. And then we ask, why is my child not going to the masjid? Why doesn't he pray in the mosque? We have set the seeds for that by talking ill about the Imam in our homes. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we need to change. We need to change with these attacks of the shaitan. We need to recognize that we should have no negative opinions about anybody. We shouldn't be finding faults in other people. We shouldn't set out to hurt others. We should look at other people's feelings. If somebody was to backbite or slander you, how would you feel? Think, others will feel the same way. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given prestige and honor and respect to somebody, why are you jealous? Why are you trying to belittle them? You can't take it away from them. It is a gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. What you can do is ruin your own life. Listen carefully to the glorious Quran, Surah Nur, verse 19. Indeed, those who wish that slander should spread amongst the Muslims, for them is a painful punishment in this world and in the hereafter. Allah, Allah, Allah. It's time to think. Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us to guard against backbiting. And for the sake of a little bit of pleasure of the nafs, or making a few people laugh, we are putting at risk every blessing we have in this world, punishment in the grave, and humiliation on the day of judgment. We need to get rid of this habit of backbiting. And not only the habit of backbiting, but listening to backbiting as well, because that also destroys the deeds. And one of the ways of doing this, my dear Islamic brothers, is to change your environment. If you are constantly with people who backbite and who slander and laugh and joke at other people's expense and insult them and humiliate them and belittle them, then you will develop the same habit. How far are you going to protect yourself if you're with the wrong crowd? But if you change your environment, you come into an environment that recognizes that this is a great danger that you can fall into. And if you are constantly reminded of this danger, then gradually you will develop the Madani mindset of avoiding backbiting and avoiding listening to backbiting. And you will protect your deeds and you will secure the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you will build something for that dark and lonely grave and the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, to get rid of this bad habit, we need to change our environment. And one of the beautiful Madani blessings of the amazing Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is this, that we are constantly reminded that we shouldn't backbite. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, when you attend the Thursday gatherings, you are regularly reminded that this is a grave sin that you should avoid. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, when you travel in the Madani kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami, you will learn the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you will also learn that backbiting is a very dangerous and destroying force. And you will learn the dangers of this. And the brothers who are with you will try and train you to avoid this. And if somebody within the environment even starts to go down this path, they stop you straight away in a beautiful way. And alhamdulillah, gradually, you try to reform yourself and alhamdulillah start to live life in accordance with the beautiful sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has given us a reminder, the Madani Namat booklet. And every night when you look at it, there are questions in relation to backbiting which will make you think. And I think, my dear Islamic brothers, that if somebody was to constantly remind you of staying away from backbiting and the dangers of backbiting, gradually this habit would disappear. The way of achieving that is, watch Madani channel regularly, attend the Thursday Ijtimaas, attend the Madani kafras of Dawat-e-Islami regularly, fill in your Madani Inamat card, and you can download it off dawateislami.net. Fill in that regularly, look through it, and it will remind you about backbiting. And gradually, you will develop the Madani mindset to stay away from this heinous and grave and dirty sin that the shaitan encourages. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, deeds that are gathered with great difficulty. We work very hard. Why should we give them away? One of the reasons that people backbite is not just the enjoyment that they get from it, which only lasts a few moments, but also because they are totally unaware of how serious this is. If you had a wire, electricity wire, and somebody said, well, it might give you a little shock that might sting, you may adventure to pick it up. You may not be bothered. You think, well, if something goes wrong, all that's going to happen is I'll get a little sting. But if somebody said to you, do not go near that wire, it is 240 volts. It will burn you to death. It will maim you. It could seriously damage you. Your life could end. You could spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair. You would go nowhere near it. What's the difference? The first time you didn't appreciate how dangerous that wire was. You thought it might sting you, so you weren't bothered. You were prepared to touch it. But when you realized how truly dangerous it was, you will stay miles away from it. You won't even risk going near it, because you have a better understanding. This crime is so dangerous and heinous and so bad that the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions, which sin does Allah azza wa jal hold as being worse than usury, interest? And the companions replied, Wallahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best. Upon this, the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, undoubtedly, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, considering it lawful to taint a Muslim's prestige is worse than dealing in usury and interest. Allahu Akbar. So we know how interest is haram, and we know how it is despicable and disliked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when you insult another Muslim, it is worse than that. And then the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam recited this beautiful verse of the Quran, Surah Ahzab, verse 58. And those who unnecessarily harass Muslim men and women have burdened themselves with slander and open sin. Allahu Akbar. To defile a Muslim brother is worse than taking interest. Let me share with you three beautiful hadith of Mubarakah when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam highlighted how serious this crime was. Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, a dirham that a man receives in interest is more serious than 36 acts of fornication. And indeed, degrading a Muslim's prestige is worse than interest. Allahu Akbar. Then, interest is an aggregate of 72 sins, amongst which the least is fornication with your own mother. And indeed, the worst sin than usury is humiliating another Muslim. Allahu Akbar. And then worse than usury, interest is unrightly defiling a Muslim's prestige. Belittling somebody else. Allahu Akbar. Elaborating on the last hadith of Mubarakah, the renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, has said, interest is one of the worst sins. It is like fornicating with one's own mother inside the Kaaba. The one who gains interest declares war with Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how serious it is. And the consequences of interest income are so serious. Yet, from this hadith of Mubarakah, we learn that the honor and prestige of a Muslim is far more precious than this monetary wealth that is gained in a bad way. Therefore, disgracing a Muslim brother through backbiting and slandering is declared as worse than interest. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, this crime of backbiting, we need to wake up to how serious it is. We senselessly just backbite without thinking. But if we knew the dangers of it, that electric shock from the wire might be thousands of volts and it might burn your body. But backbiting will not only destroy this life, it will destroy your grave and humiliate you on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. The damage from that wire carrying the volts is only limited to this body and this world. But the damage caused by this backbiting will destroy everything. Allahu Akbar. As soon as somebody brings up any brother's shortcomings, alarm bells should be ringing in our minds. Whether we're at home, whether we're in the masjid, whether we're at work, wherever we are, we should be on the guard that I don't want to listen to any backbiting. I don't want to be involved in any backbiting. As soon as somebody mentions somebody's mistakes or somebody's personal matters, move away from there. If you can get up and leave, you've heard the beautiful waqiyah of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. If you think stopping them, you will be able to stop them. Then it is crucial for you to do it. And the scholars write you should stop them. But if you think that it's going to create fitna and fasad and fighting, you can't stop that person, you have the ability to at least leave. And you can leave and safeguard yourself and keep your good deeds secure. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said these words, whoever safeguards his Muslim brother's honor in his absence, it is upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to pardon him from hell. Allahu Akbar. So we heard the mukhtalif, the different hadith mubarakah in relation to the person who backbites or listens to backbiting. But the one who honors, tries to protect the integrity, the respect and honor of a Muslim brother. Look, the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is giving you the glad tidings of protection from the fire of hell. And then Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrated that the merciful and gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever safeguards his brother's honor, Allah Azza wa Jal will send an angel on the day of judgment who will protect him from hell. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, today we need to be in that category of people
whose lives have no room for backbiting. As soon as they suspect that somebody might do it, they either stop them. If it's family, if it's children, stop them. If you don't have any control and you can't stop them, move away from there. Your deeds have been earned through hard work. Why would you want to destroy them? The dark and lonely grave is a very difficult place. Why would you want to make it more difficult for yourself? The day of judgment is going to be very severe and very horrific for those whose deeds are light on the scales. Why make that worse for yourself? Just to listen to somebody else backbiting? Why enter through the gates of hell for this momentary pleasure? Why not protect yourself? Gain the Madani mindset of looking out. And as soon as you detect that there may be some backbiting, move away from there. If you know beforehand that if I go to such and such gathering, I know for a fact that these people are going to be indulging in humiliating somebody, backbiting, slandering, talking nasty about people, hurting other people's feelings, I'm not going to go there. Why? Why should I go to a mehfil? Why should I go to a gathering? Why should I go to a banquet? Why should I go to a meal that is going to destroy my world and my hereafter? Instead of that gathering, why don't I go to a gathering of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why don't I go sit with the pious so I can learn the deen of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to protect ourselves from backbiting. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise. Prophet says, a backbiter will not enter paradise.